USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. For the fourth time, Congressman Kevin McCarthy has failed to win enough votes to become Speaker of the House. 21 Republicans voted for someone else. 20 of those votes were for Florida Congressman Byron Donalds.
They want a new face, new vision, new leadership.
Texan and McCarthy opponent Chip Roy nominated Donalds with this addendum.
For the first time in history, there have been two black Americans placed into the nomination for Speaker of the House.
The other being Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries. As for McCarthy, Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher was the member tapped to nominate him today.
Nobody has done more to lay out a plan for how we restore the basic functioning of this institution than Kevin McCarthy.
No word yet on when the House will hold a fifth vote. Quadruple murder suspect Brian Koberger is reportedly on a flight west. Yesterday, he agreed to return to Moscow, Idaho, where he will face charges in connection with the November stabbing deaths of four college students. Northern California is enduring yet another bomb cyclone, bringing massive rain to the coast and its accompanying mudslides, toppled trees, and power outages. President Biden's in northern Kentucky kicking off construction of a new bridge across the Ohio River, a major project funded by the 2021 infrastructure bill. Biden advisor Mitch Landrieu told reporters on Air Force One this is happening because of bipartisanship.
Which is proof of the president's essential and simple message that when you bring Americans together, you can get big things done. And that's what today is all about.
The $1.6 billion Brent Spence Bridge will add to the bridges connecting Kentucky and Ohio. Donations to injured NFL player DeMar Hamlin's charity are approaching $6 million since he suffered that heart-stopping injury Monday night. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, Air-Chilled Boneless Chicken, Ultra Juicy burgers, even easy to prepare, ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The people who ask such questions for a living are not encouraged about the state of the U.S. economy in the new year.
The economy is very likely to slow down significantly in the first half of 2023 and certainly the second half of 2023.
Creighton University economist Ernie Goss is sharing results of a new 9-state survey of the economy in the Midwest. The target of that survey, employers in the region.
When we ask about applicants for job openings in the company, 63% reported a shortage of applicants for any job openings they had. So when we look back, pre-pandemic to right now, we're still down about 4,000 workers.
Goss says December's 9-state Mid-America Business Conditions Index survey shows 60% of supply managers expect a recession this year. If the Midwest isn't working for you, you would not be alone in considering a move to Texas. The truck rental company U-Haul says the Lone Star State is the top destination for people renting its vehicles for one-way trips. Florida is second. The Texas population, about 30 million, has been growing steadily for decades. California ranks last on U-Haul's growth index. Meanwhile, Japan is offering to pay families to leave overcrowded Tokyo. The offer is the equivalent of $7,700 per child to move to less populated cities and towns. Tokyo's population these days is about 37 million. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your current renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.